Well, good morning. Our psalm today, Psalm 147, begins with this verse. Hallelujah. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant it is to honor him with praise. This past week, I spent a lot of time with our psalm, just reading through it, reflecting on it. And as I did this, I kept coming back to this first verse. And so this morning, what I want to do is just spend a little bit of time reflecting on our opening verse. And I want to do this by breaking it into two parts. First, I want to look at the opening word of the psalm, hallelujah, and think about what that word means, why the psalmist says that to us this morning. And then we'll look at the second half of the verse, which talks about how pleasant and good it is to praise God. So first, let's look at this word, hallelujah. Psalm 147 is part of a group of five psalms that end the Psalter. The last psalm is Psalm 150. And these five psalms are traditionally called the Alleluia Psalms because all five begin and end with this word, hallelujah. This word, hallelujah, it is an incredibly important word for the psalmist. He almost wants to sum up the entire Psalter here at the end with this one word. And of course, it's an important word for us. We say hallelujah throughout our worship services in the morning on Sunday, whether we use the Hebrew form, hallelujah with an H, or the Greek form, alleluia with an A. Now, most of us may know that the word hallelujah is a call to praise. And we might even know that it's a call to praise God. But if we push a little bit deeper, what we'll learn is that this call to praise, it's actually calling us to a very specific type of praise, to praise a very specific type of God. The first thing to know about hallelujah is it's a command, an imperative. It's telling us to do something. It wants us to act. So what are we supposed to do with this word? Well, hallelujah, it's two parts, two Hebrew words that come together. The first word is hallel. And hallel in Hebrew means to boast, means to glory in something, to feel proud and significant because of this thing you're boasting in. You know, each one of us, we boast in all sorts of things. James K.A. Smith is a Christian writer and thinker. He's actually been here at St. George's for one of our C3 conferences a number of years ago. He has a great book called You Are What You Love. And in this book, Smith makes a really important point. What he argues is that we, each one of us, we're always searching for a sense of significance. And that's because no matter who you are, no matter what you've accomplished, no matter how emotionally mature you are, all of us, we carry within us, deep in our souls, this sense that we don't have value or significance unless we're connected to something of value and significance. And the scriptures agree with this. That part of being human is constantly trying to find our value and significance in something external to ourselves. Every human being has to boast in something, has to glory in something. You have to ground your own significance and value in something outside of yourself. Smith writes this. He says, to be human is to be for something, directed towards something, oriented towards something. To be human is to be on the move. We're not just static containers for ideas. We are dynamic creatures directed towards some end. And again, the scriptures agree with this. All of us want to say, because I'm connected to this, because I've achieved this, because I've got this, now I'm significant. And of course, the thing that we're boasting in, it can be all sorts of things. It can be our success at work. It can be our network of friends, you know, who we know. It can be our wealth. It can be our children, whatever it is. It could even be the fact that we boast in the truth that we're the type of people, decent people, who don't bother about these things. We're not taken in by these things. But still, you're grounding your significance in something outside yourself. And so that's Hallel, the first part of Hallelujah. It means to boast in something. Now, the second part of the word is important because it tells us what we're supposed to boast in. Hallel, Lu, Yah. And the Yah there is short for Yahweh. So the command is to boast in Yahweh. Boast in Yah. Now, it's important that it's Yahweh. In the Old Testament, there's two main words for God, Elohim and Yahweh. Elohim means God, but it's kind of a generic term for God. It just means the all-powerful, great God. But the word Yahweh, this is the personal name for God. This is the name that God reveals to Moses when God enters into a covenant with his people. This is the name he gives his people when he says, I want you to know me. Right? You're my people. I love you. Call me by this name. So Yahweh is the name that speaks of the God who knows us and loves us and who is in relationship with us. And so therefore, this word hallelujah, it's nothing less than this. It's a command for you and me to recognize what our soul is boasting in. Right? Where do we find our significance? What are we constantly dreaming about? Again, it can be any number of things. And then it's a call to shift our focus away from these things and to root our identity and glory in this truth, that the Lord of the universe, who knows every star by name, knows you and loves you. Right? This is our glory. This is the God we praise. God puts it this way in Jeremiah 9. He says, let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches. But let the one who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. That's what hallelujah means. To praise God, but it's a specific type of praise, a boasting in, so that we derive our significance and worth from God. So now let's look at the second part of this verse. Hallelujah, how good it is to sing praises to our God, how pleasant it is to honor him with praise. Now I think the second part of the verse is important because it speaks to why we are to praise God in this way, why we are to boast in him. And the psalmist says we do this because it's good, right? It's good to do this. He says it's pleasant. A lot of other translations say it's fitting. The King James Version, which is probably closest to the Hebrew, the word it uses is comely. In other words, it's beautiful to do this. And so here's the simple point I want to make. We boast in God, we praise him in this way, not for pragmatic purposes, not to earn his favor, to be rewarded. Rather, we do it because he deserves to be boasted in. And the experience itself is a blessing. In other words, we don't boast in God. We don't hallelujah because we find God useful, because we think of him as the means by which we can get the things that are going to make us happy. But rather, we boast in him because he is the thing that will make us happy. You know, this call to hallelujah, you could say that this is our chief purpose in life. This is what we were created for. The Catechism tells us our chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. In fact, this is what we're told eternity will look like. It's eternal praise and worship and boasting in of God. C.S. Lewis, he writes about this command to hallelujah, the command to praise God, and he talks about the joy that comes from it, that we don't do this because it feeds God's ego, but we do it largely for ourselves. He says this, "I think we delight to praise what we enjoy, because the praise not merely expresses, but completes the enjoyment. It is the appointed consummation. It is not out of compliment that lovers keep on telling one another how beautiful they are. The delight is incomplete till it is expressed. It is frustrating to have discovered a new author and not to be able to tell anyone how good he is. To come suddenly at the turn of the road upon some mountain valley of unexpected grandeur and have no one to enjoy it with. To hear a good joke and find no one to share it with." And then he says, "The Catechism says that man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. But in eternity, we shall come to know that these are the same thing. Fully to enjoy is to glorify, to boast in. In commanding us to praise him, God is inviting us to enjoy him." So today, the psalmist instructs us to hallelujah. He calls us to be honest about what our soul is boasting in and then to shift our boasting to God. And I think every time we hear hallelujah or alleluia, we should think about this call. Because the truth is, God is worthy of our boasting. As the psalmist says, he's the God who heals the brokenhearted and binds up our wounds. That's verse 3. The one who counts the stars and knows them all by name. Verse 4. The one who is mighty in power with an understanding that has no limit. Verse 5. He's the one who lifts up the downtrodden. Verse 6. The one who produces rain and snow, heat and cold. Verse 8. And makes the grass to grow, providing food for the animals. Verse 9. But more than this, we boast in our God for the love he has shown us in Jesus Christ, for his coming into the world to draw us to himself through his life, death, and resurrection. Hallelujah. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant it is to honor him with praise. Amen.